Blog Talk Radio.
Redemption, so mercy.
Hello. This is Pastor Barbara Smith with the King of Glory Ministry in Garrett, Kentucky. Can y'all hear me? Hello, can you hear me? Hello. Again.
Important, we're out there being the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. Again, we've been having a few connection problems tonight, but I'm trusting God we're going to get it lined out. Pastor Barb, can you hear me? Hello? Pastor Barb? Well, I'm praying that we're going to get connected to her. Hallelujah. I might have to try to give her a call on her phone here. So just bear with us, brothers and sisters. Praise God. Sometimes we have technical difficulties, but we're not going to let the enemy get us down. He's a liar. And I'm just trusting God he's going to get this message out there, and we're going to get through to her. And I'm just trusting God in this right now. Praise God. So just bear with me. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you for this beautiful. Hey, Barb, your mic is open on the radio, but we're not hearing you speak or nothing.
Well, I was talking, but it wasn't doing anything.
Well, I was trying to answer you, but for some reason you weren't hearing me because I played another song. So try to kick back over to that one and start sharing the word, and I'll message you if it's not coming through.
Okay, I'll
go ahead and
start with the
word. Okay, all right, thanks.
Thanks.
Love you. Bye.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Barbara Smith with the King of Glory Ministries in Garrett, Kentucky. Praise God. And we want to share the word of the Lord with you tonight. Praise God. How many knows that it's so important to have the word of God in our life? Not to just hear it, but do it. God is calling us to be doers of a word and not a hearers only. Praise God. And the word that I want to share with you tonight is your ministry to the world. And how many knows if you're saved and God has put a ministry in your hands, it is to the world. It's to the lost, to the hurting, to the dying, to the broken. Praise God. That's why it's so important to go forth as we go and obey the Lord. Praise God. You know, God has blessed us in so many ways, and all these blessings are not just for us to sit back and say, man, I got it all together. No, it's to reach out to the lost. Praise God, because how many knows that that's what ministry is all about, is reaching out to the lost, to those that are dying, to those that are hurting, to do whatever we can. So I'd like to share some scriptures with you tonight, and the title is Your Ministry to the World. Praise God. Let's go to Acts chapter 26. Acts 26, verse 16 through 18. I want to read it there, and we're going to kind of be skipping around today. And I want to apologize if you hear any noise in the background, because I'm at the hospital, and but we're doing the very best we can to get this word forth. It's in Acts 26, verse 16 through 18. I want to go ahead and read that to you there. Okay, everybody find it. Acts 26, 16 through 18. Okay, and it says, let's go to 15 through 18. Then I said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand up forth in the midst of thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a watchman both unto these which are in the throne, and those have seen, and of those things which ye have not seen, but yet will appear unto thee. Praise God. See, we have a ministry, and it is to the world. It's to the lost, to the dying, to the hurting. And we also minister to those that are saved. But our greatest ministry is to the lost. And I want to share this with you. As of the Lord or ministry assigned to him to take the gospel to another creature. The world tells us that the gospel of the kingdom must first be preached in all the world for a sign, for a witness. Then shall the end come. Now that's after the word has been preached and everyone has had a chance to hear the word of God. That is very important that we all hear the word of God. In Matthew 24:14, and as it is, we whom he has charged with this task and wants to learn and answer and equip you with the power, then are there five important areas of aspects to you to remember as you begin to remember that is of the world and to whom you are sent. Now there's some that you're actually sent to. Jesus commanded us to minister to the poor. Jesus, just as he did, even we are to reach out to those who are crying out for those who have been. Maybe you've come back lost and hope and have a reason. And God wants to use you for his glory. Praise God. I am so glad. Ain't you glad enough that there's enough work for everybody to do? There sure is. Hallelujah. God has opened every door that will open. He's closed every door that needs to be closed. That's what type of God that we serve. And this ministry is to the world, to the lost. And I know they wanted me to put this word on here that I could share with you to let you know what kind of word it is, whether it be to the lost, to the church, to the actual church, those that are born again, washed in the blood. We have a ministry, and our ministry is to get the word of God out there. He's not happy when we just sit back doing nothing, because we know. So, okay, we're going to go on now. Praise God. We're going to go to Matthew 24:10-14. Let me get it here. Matthew 24:10-14. I hope you all can hear me good. Praise God. I'm doing what I can here with the equipment that I got. I don't have my laptop with me here at the hospital, so we've got to go on and do the best we can, don't we? Yes, praise the Lord. Got to do the very best we can, and then that's all we can do is to do our best. Looking for Matthew. Matthew 24:10. I have it. I was going the wrong one. Sorry. Matthew 24:10. Sorry. Okay. I got it. Do you all have it? For you that want to get it. Matthew 24:10-14. Okay. I want to read this to you. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another, for many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many." God, I don't want to be deceived. Do you? No. Please, God, and there's a way that the Lord has gave us that we're not deceived, because when we know this word, we know it's of God or not. So God wants us to know his word. Praise God. And when we're in the word of God and someone is speaking about the word, you will know it will bear witness with your spirit if it's the word. And if it's not, you'll think, where did that come from? You know? So we're on here tonight telling you what your ministry is to the world, in case you have a ministry and you quite don't understand what your ministry to the world is. And if there's many false prophets shall arise and shall, and many shall arise, many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many, and hereby iniquity shall abound. For the law of the law, as the world shall indeed, round the world the love of many shall wax cold, because he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the world of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto the nations, then it shall come to an end. First, everyone is going to have a chance to hear the word of God. And I know that, and God's word has got to come forth first. And as his word comes forth first, and all these other things he will do whenever it is time. It's very important for the word of God to come forth first. But he that has all these shall endure until the end. The same shall he be until the end. It was the small one that was on the fan. Okay. All righty, let's find some more scriptures here, and we're going to go on and share the word of God, because that is very, very important. Is that for the 14? The 10 through 14? All righty, yes. It was. Okay. And then the next one is talking about, now is the time to move in the word. It's very important to move, as God says, word says move. When it says stand still, you stand still. It's all in what God is saying to you and to your ministry as to the world. So in that same chapter, in Matthew 24, we're going to go to 42, 43, 44, 45, and 46 there, and see what the Lord is saying unto us. Excuse me, I need to get a drink of something. I'm sorry about that. My mouth is dry. Okay, so that's Matthew 24, verse 42. Okay, I got it here, 42 through 46, okay. Watch, therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord does come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known that hour which was the thief would not have come in and would have watched and would have not have suffered the house to be broken up. See, so therefore we got to be aware of the things that's happening around us. And then in 44 it says, wherefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man does not come. Whosoever then, this is 45, whosoever then is of the faith and worth the servant whom servant you are, has the Lord made rule over all in the due season. Blessed is the servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. And that is the thing right there. When the Lord comes, that he will find you doing whatsoever that he has called you to do. I don't know what he's called you to do, but you know what he's called you to do. 47, verily I say unto you that he shall make him known unto all his good. And how many wants to be made known to all of those that love the Lord as the good of that God has placed in our life? It's for a time and for a purpose, and I believe it's such a time as this. You know, it's so sad that nobody has heard the true word of God. Think about that for a minute. I mean, that's just amazing. It just blows my mind. You might tab it back for a minute, honey. I want to see if this scripture is on there. Okay, now remember, we're in Matthew 24. Let's see what we want to go to next. Okay. My pages here kind of sticking together. I'm sorry, you have to bear with me just for a second. You know, Evangelist Montel Fields has worked very hard in getting these programs together and all of the music and the stuff that she has to do to get this done. You know, there's a lot of work in there, but, you know, I praise God for someone that's not afraid to work, that's not afraid to be about their Father's business, because truly, now is the time. Praise God, if we're ever going to accomplish anything, we need to do that now. There is five important areas for you to remember as you begin in your ministry to the world. Now, who is your ministry to? See, God has called different people in different areas of ministry, and he's called a lot into the street ministries, because you know what? Why the street ministries? Because that's where the people of God are. They're out there on the street and they need to hear the word. Praise God. How true is that? You know, most of the time you can't get the sinners and the lost and those that have never been saved into the church. So now is the time that we reach out as the church, as being the hands and feet of Jesus Christ, that we reach out to the lost, reach out to those that are dying, to those that are hurting. Praise God that we too have a way to reach out and just do it whatever, however God gives it to you to do. You know, it's always different. We have different ministries, but it's for the same purpose, to glorify God. Okay, we're going to get ready to go on with the word here. Now, as you remember, as you begin to minister to the world, to focus on it, are you for? Got to know whom you are for. Who is that, Lord? Who is that? Who is the Lord sending you to? What is the Lord telling you to do? It's time. Go on now. Sorry about this. Been kind of hectic today. But we are going to go on with the word of God. Hallelujah. To whom are you called to send? Do you know who that God has commissioned you as the minister to the poor, to pour yourself out? It's to the sick, to the lonely, to the dying, to the hurting, to all of those who come in contact, just as Jesus did. We are to reach out to those who are cause. We need to do and be about our Father's business, because truly we have a ministry. And if you don't know what your ministry is, if you don't know what God would have you to do, pray and be sincere and continue to seek God and just tell Him, I don't understand. I don't know what you want me to do. And He will reveal it to you. So as soon as you get that function, hang up and call, then you can call and get prayer and find out exactly what is your ministry and who your ministry is to. Praise God. Because remember, we all have, we as born again, anyone who's born again has a ministry. And to the ministry of reconciliation, to bring back to that which belongs unto the Lord already, is something very special. As we reach out and other go out, pray for the sick and for those that have been thrown in places. And it's very important that we reach out to the lost, because there's a lot of and dying people out there that just need someone to be there for them, someone to smile and let them know that, you know, everything will be all right. Because, you know, that's a promise that God made to us. And He said, I'm a God that, you know, I cannot lie. He will do exactly what He said He would do. Okay, let's go back to Luke. And then we're going to go to Psalms 99 and 6. Okay. Luke 4 and 19. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Have you sought God and asked Him what would He have you to do? Yes. You know, we can teach to the children, and but God, I found out that God wants to use us in many different ways. and you can reach people that I can't, and I can reach people that you can't. Therefore, it's very important just to obey the Lord, to do what in reality I know it's really not, but it does. It seems very, very simple. Oh, that's just very simple. To reach out to those that are lost. How many knows that your ministry to the world, it's not really within the church, because everybody thinks, oh, to minister, you have to be behind the pulpit, and that is not so, because most of our ministry as ministers of the Lord now is that we are willing to obey the Lord, to go into the street, you know, to go into the highways and the byways and compel them to come in, that his house may be full, because that is the goal we're working to and for. It's for the Lord. Praise God. To preach. Think about that. To preach that acceptable year of the Lord. What is that acceptable year of the Lord? Acceptable year of the Lord. Think about it. Okay. The second aspect is, what are you going to minister? As God has called you to minister, what are you going to minister? You are to minister salvation to the lost, to the hurting, to those that are in need. They've been in so much turmoil, especially these last few years. I see the pressure really be applied to God's people. Why? Because the end is so short. And God wants to bless people, compare his people. God, and be ready to go forth and obey the Lord. We might be some lost in there. I don't know. We haven't seen who's in there yet. But we need to minister to those that are there. So Philippians 4 and 6 and 7. This is Philippians here. Philippians 4, try 6 and 7. Okay. And right after there's Galatians. Bible. How the easy look at this closed here in the Lord. I mean, as we really need to be prepared at all times. That's right. You know, I was looking back over a bunch of my notes there, and we were to be ready. Also, we glory. Glory. I'm going to read some different scriptures to you here. And this is Ephesians 5. And I'm going to start reading, and I'm not for sure how far I'm going to read. I want you to listen. It's real important. Are you ready? Okay, we're going to Ephesians 5. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in the love of God, who has loved us and gave his life a ransom for us, as not as himself, for we are offended not. And by the glare of my Bible, and the sacrifice of God first, that sweet smelling Savior. Hallelujah. Do you smell it? Can you smell the presence of God? Be overcomers with unclean spirits, fornication, and let be done through you that believe. Now, right here, I've got tape on my Bible, so if I don't get these words right, I tried to tape it the best I could, but you know how that goes. Okay, nevertheless, filthiness, nor filthy jester, nor joking, which are of craftiness, whereby rather, but giving unto thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean, covetous person, whom is an idolater, has any inheritance in you, but that which is in Jesus Christ our Lord. Okay, so where is our ministry? It's on the street. It is to the world. Hallelujah. Glory. 6, that was Ephesians 5 and 6. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them, but where is my robe? For we hear sometimes